Really good to be with you today. I pray that Jesus is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Today's message is wind turbines are from Satan. Wind turbines are from Satan. I don't know about you, but these wind turbines that are being placed all across America are pretty demonic and pretty evil. And they're really scary. And I don't know about you, those of you that have anxiety problems, as you drive down the highway and you see these wind turbines, that probably increases your anxiety a lot more. Well, I want to tell you these wind turbines are from Satan, and they really destroy the landscape, and on top of that, they kill animals, they kill all the bald eagles, and yes, there's some health risk. The truth of the matter is, there's a lot of health risk to these wind turbines, and that is happening all around the world. Yes, these large wind turbines, they generate this very low frequency sound and infrasound that's below 20 hertz. When the wind driving them is turbulent, the amount of infrasound depends on many factors, including the turbine manufacturer, the wind speed, the power output, the local topography, and the presence of nearby turbines, increasing when the wake from one turbine enters the blades of another. So these infrasounds, they cannot be heard, and is unrelated to the loudness of the sound that you hear. So these infrasounds, they can only be measured with a sound level meter capable of detecting it. So here, this is what's happening. These infrasounds that these wind turbines are creating are actually doing damage to your ear. You cannot hear the infrasound at the level generated by the wind turbine, but your ear certainly detects and responds to it. So what we have is this enormous electrical potentials that these infrasounds generates to the ear, which causes ear damage. And these measurements, they show that the low frequency that's part of the ear is extremely sensitive to the infrasound. And so, not only do these wind turbines, they cause ear damage on top of that, they kill bald eagles on top of that, they destroy the beauty of America. Yes, wind turbines are from Satan. And I want to tell you, do you know that the Bible talks a lot about wind? And wind, and these kind of energy companies, they come to your area's guests to find a place to invest. Then they begin to extract any natural resources they are allowed to. Suddenly and abusively, they become conquerors, affecting the lives and financial prospects of a local population. These wind turbines, they are literally from Satan, and they destroy the real estate values of local homes. They've destroyed houses, and people are moving away from them, and they've destroyed the landscape, and it's so evil and sick, and it's like in a sci-fi movie, but now it's all across America. These green energy quickly became an extremely lucrative sector for entrepreneurs. The biggest banks in the world are investing in wind power because it has been heavily subsidized by governments and was deemed a safely valve for the CO2 stock market. Yes, Greece has experienced a violent onslaught of wind farms without any planning whatsoever, leading to an unfolding, unprecedented disaster. The last forest in Greece on the mainland of Evia and in other areas are under attack and are turned into huge building sites. People become accustomed to the sight of wind turbines from afar and don't realize their true dimensions, saying, so what? It's no big deal. These don't pollute. I'm here to tell you that wind turbines are from Satan. And I believe today that the reason why these wind turbines are being put all across America, there's over 1,200 windmill farms today, is because the wind that is coming in America is evil. Evil wind. The Bible talks a lot about wind, and I'm here to tell you what the Bible says about wind in John chapter 3, verse 8. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but do not know where it comes from or where it is going. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. The Bible says that the wind is Spirit. The Bible says there's also four winds of four corners. The Bible is very clear that wind can be judgment of God. Through the manner in which the new birth is affected by the divine spirit be incomparable to us, yet we must not on this ground suppose it to be impossible. The wind blows in a variety of directions. We hear its sound, perceive its operation in the motion of the trees ourselves, so we cannot discern the air itself. We only know that it exists by the effects which it produces. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. The effects are as discernible and as sensible as those of the wind, but it cannot be seen. But he who is born of God knows that he is thus born. The Spirit itself, the grand agent in the new birth, beareth witness with his spirit that he is born of God in Romans 8:16. For he that believeth hath the witness in himself, 1 John 4:13, 5:10, Galatians 4:6. And so does the Spirit work in and by him that others, through they see not the principles, can easily discern the change produced. So whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. In 1 John 5:4, I'm here to tell you that the wind, nobody knows where the wind comes from. But you see today with these wind turbines are literally from Satan. These wind turbines, they are from Satan, and they're here to cause physical harm to you. And what this is big banks, and they're destroying the whole nation. But things aren't as simple as all that. All mountaintops and all ridges are violated. Huge craters are dug and filled with thousands of tons of concrete to erect huge wind turbines. Some as tall as 200 meters. Furthermore, wide roads are required to transport the turbines to their pads. More concrete to widen the country roads. Since the turbine parts are transported by enormous trucks, especially at the bend, the mountain roads are widened by as much as 30 to 40 meters. And as a result, the mountain is fragmented. The forest ecosystems become compartmentalized, isolated, and eventually lost entirely. Another aspect of this issue is that the power that is being produced is sold at a price many times above that produced in traditional power plants. You want to know why? All your electricity is now going up? You can thank the wind turbines. You see, all wind farms are private. Hardly participated in any kind of electrical field, and the public utility has been kept out of the field of this renewable energy sources on purpose to secure a profit for private energy groups. So most towns that get to look at these wind turbines, they're not profiting. Most houses that have a big wind turbine behind them, which is causing damage to their ear and to their health, they're not profiting. You see, this result is the imposition of the renewable energy sources surcharge in the electrical bill. Currently, it isn't much, for not many wind farms have been connected yet to the national grid, but this surcharge will increase in the future. More and more, you see that more of the electrical grid is expanding. This signals a double disaster, a financial one, because all these have not been developed on the basis of some energy plan and are not controlled by the government, and the environmental disaster will have taken place, for the last forest and mountain will be crammed with such energy facilities. I'm here to tell you all your natural resources today are being destroyed by these wind turbines. All your natural resources. Every time you go to a lake and you want to have some peace and quiet, just look up. You're going to see a wind turbine. They put them in the ocean. Oh, Denmark has over 3,000 wind turbines. Our depraved government announced wind farms can continue to murder eagles for up to 30 years or 6 times longer than the current permit allows. All of our bald eagles will be killed by these wind turbines, and maybe Prius drivers should be allowed to swerve and hit red walls. Have some burned out light bulbs needed disposal. Come on, somebody, I'm here to tell you these wind turbines are not only destroying the landscape of America, it has nothing to do with reducing global warming, and it's only to put money in these evil, evil banksters. And not only that, the wind turbines are very hazardous. They're very hazardous to human health. They're stimulating subconscious pathways. They're causing amplitude modulation, pulsation of heard sounds. But you know, the Bible talks a lot about wind. And I want to tell you just a little bit about wind. The Bible says, "Marvel not that I said unto thee, you must be born anew. The wind bloweth where it will, and thou hearest the voice thereof, but knoweth not where it cometh and where it goeth, so in every one that is born of the Spirit." This verse records Jesus' help of Nicodemus to believe and understand the invisible power of the new birth. To be sure, the baptismal ceremony can be seen, but the forgiveness, the clean conscience, the receiving the Spirit cannot be seen like a wind, like a powerful wind. Though invisible, its power is never profound. Jesus tells him that he should not reject the doctrine merely because he could not understand it, neither could the wind be seen, but the effects were all known, and no one doubted the existence of the power of the agent of the wind. You see, these wind turbines, they're being placed in these very strong wind. And Jesus Christ was telling Nicodemus that the Spirit of God is like a wind. But you know, when Jesus Christ moves, He moves in a wind. The Bible says, and it's very clear, that the wind blows in Ecclesiastes 1:6, the wind blows to the south and turns to the north. Round and round it goes, ever returning on its course. Yes, the wind cannot make up its mind where it's going to go. It blows one way today and then it the opposite way tomorrow. And the rivers work in all the times would never fill up the ocean. Thus, of course, it also exactly what is happening with the generations of men. In pitiful and endless succession, they rise and fade away. Nobody knows how the wind is going to blow from one day to the next. It's so unpredictable. I'm here to tell you that those that follow Jesus has the Holy Spirit, and it's like the wind and it's like a fire. And Jesus Christ is a wind and a fire. They call Jesus the consuming fire. And He's a wind and nobody knows which way He's going to blow. He might blow to the east, to the north, to the west, and the south. Ecclesiastes 11:5 says, "As you do not know the path of the wind, or how the body is formed in the mother's womb, so you cannot understand the work of God, the makers of all things." I'm here to tell you these wind turbines are from Satan. In Ezekiel 37:9, "Then he sent to me, prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to it, this is what the sovereign Lord says, come, breath from our four winds and breathe into these slain that they may live." You understand what the Bible says about the four winds and what are the four winds. And some of these winds are used as this metaphor for some spiritual truth. And the Bible says in Psalms chapter 78 verse 39, "He remembered that they were but flesh, a wind that passeth and come not again." Meaning that your lifespan is like a wind and it comes and goes. I'm here to tell you, your whole span of life, no matter what you got, it only comes and goes. It's like a wind. The Bible says it's like a vapor. Oh, come on, somebody. These wind turbines that you're seeing all across the world are literally from the pit of hell. They're from Satan. In Jeremiah chapter 22, verse 22, the Bible says, "The wind shall eat up all thy pastors, the kings, the nobles, the counselors, the priests, the prophets, the elders of the people. They shall be carried away as chaff before the wind, or perish as trees and fruits are blessed with the east wind, to which Nebuchadnezzar and his army are sometimes compared. All the governors shall be scattered to every wind." The Bible is very clear. This means a strong wind like a tornado, a hurricane, or some kind of typhoon, that they will come and destroy a nation. And we have seen that on television, where some kind of tornadoes that just destroyed the town of Joplin, Missouri. We have seen tornadoes come and destroy Indonesia, or hurricanes. Oh, come on, somebody. The wind, to hold true to these four winds. The Bible says in the end days, strong wind is going to come. I don't know if you live in an area today, but that area could be a strong windy area. Strong wind can sometimes mean judgment. You watch strong wind blow across the field. It literally destroys the crops, the trees. It dries out wood. It dries out your skin. It's so tormenting. It's so evil. And I'm here to tell you that sometimes the wind represents Satan, just like these wind turbines. They're so disgusting. They give you anxiety. It's so evil. And when the wind blows, oh my gosh, I'm here to tell you today that Jesus Christ is the wind, but He is going to send the four winds from the four corners of heaven in Jeremiah 49:36, and I will bring upon Elam the four winds from the four corners of heaven, and I will scatter them to all these winds, and there shall be no nation in which those driven out of Elam shall not come. You see, Nebuchadnezzar and his armies gathered out of the different provinces and attacked the people at all points at the same time. This referring to the winds of war. War will come upon you like a strong will, a strong wind, and you will not be able to overcome it. You understand these four winds in Matthew chapter 24, verse 31. And He will send out His angels with a loud trumpet call, and they will gather His elect from the four winds, from one end to heaven to the other. From the four winds, that is, from the four corners of the globe, the east, the west, the north, the south. The Jews express these quarters by the winds blowing from them. You need to understand today that the wind turbines are from Satan. Oh, you don't listen to me because you just are so dumbed down zombie mindset. These high drops. This part of your fluid-filled compartment in your ear, like a balloon, it surrounds this delicate membrane. In some conditions, such as in people with Meniere's disease, a swelling of this compartment occurs. And these patients suffer from repeated vertigo spells, fluctuating low frequency to hearing loss, to tinnitus, and a sensational fullness on the pressure in the ear. So this low frequency sounds at level that are not damaging and do not affect hearing have been known to cause endolymphatic high drops. This can occur quickly, but also recovers quickly, so there's minimal consequences. This effect can be demonstrated with tones as low as 50 megahertz, but has never been studied with lower sound frequencies or with infrasounds. Here we have it. All these wind turbines that you see all across the United States are going to cause vertigo, are going to cause hearing loss, are going to make you have dizzy spells. Oh, come on, somebody. This is what's going to happen to all the people. You see, the Indians, they were upset when they built the train tracks. They were upset when they built the interstates. And now, what do we have? We have the wind turbines. And yes, you have to accept it. You have to accept this possible, potentially noise-inducing hearing loss. Animals were exposed to damaging noise with or without low-frequency sound present. When very low-frequency sound was present, animals had greater hearing losses and larger areas of hair cell loss. So, if you are doing anything noisy, mowing the yard or using a chainsaw, the damage to your ears could be greater if low frequency or infrasound levels are high. It is therefore important to wear hearing protection when pursuing noisy pastime near source infrasounds that you can't even hear. As a side note, hearing protectors, especially the over-the-ear cup type, will not protect against infrasound. Even though they do reduce the audible, the damaging sounds you can hear. You understand these wind turbines, they're producing this infrasound. You can't even hear it. So you don't even have to put any kind of hearing protection on. But the truth of the matter is, it's still going to cause damage to your ear. But you know, the Bible talks a lot about this wind in the book of Proverbs 5:6. She gives no thought to the way of life. Her paths wander aimlessly, but she does not know it. In Job 1:19, when suddenly a mighty wind swept in from the desert and struck the four corners of the house, it collapsed on them, and they are dead, and I'm the only one who has escaped to tell you. Yes, the truth of the matter is, we need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. America's being taken over by wind turbines. And I know a lot of people don't like these wind turbines, and I surely don't like it. And they're creepy. And they give you anxiety. And you know, sometimes we see this, and we think, oh, this is just the way it is. No, this is not the way it is. This is very evil, and this is damaging to a society. And this doesn't help one single soul. No, it doesn't. It only destroys the landscape of America. It only destroys your eardrums. Yes, it's so damaging that it's so evil, and it's so satanic. And every time you drive by these windmill farms, you are, if you're like me, they send chills up you because they're so big and sci-fi and so evil, and you feel like Satan is literally looking down on you. And on top of that, you probably are not going to see birds anymore. You're not going to see the beautiful landscape anymore, because literally Satan has taken over the beauty of this world, taking over the beauty of America. And I'm here to tell you, these windmill farms are literally from Satan. So in Matthew 24:31, and he will send out his angels with a loud trumpet, and they will gather his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. From the four winds, that is from the four corners of the globe, the east, the west, the north, and the south. The Jews express these quarters by the winds blowing from them. You understand, from the four corners, a strong wind is going to blow like a trumpet. And these four winds could be war. That means war is going to come in every direction. It's going to come like a wind. You understand, when a wind blows, it blows so strong and it comes unexpectedly. I don't know how many people that have went through a tornado. They said, the wind, I didn't think it was going to be this bad. They had this interview of this guy that was in Joplin. He said, we knew a tornado was near Joplin, but we didn't know it was going to be this bad. And this is what the Bible is saying about the wind. You know, the Bible says that his angels are ministers like the wind and fire. You know, in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 7, and the angels have said, who maketh his angels wind and his ministers a flame of fire. You see, this pertinent fact of the quotation from Psalms 14:4, isn't it a reference to the status of angels as servants, that is, the ministers of God? Some have concluded that the function of angels, at least partially, is to cooperate by means of using the winds and the fire to bring about God's will. But if such should be true, there is surely no information given in regards to how it is done or under what circumstances it could be expected. Christ rebuking the winds and the waves was hailed as evidence of these fallen angels. Satan could at least take advantage of certain disorders in nature, or even cause them. Surely, an even greater power pertains to the angels who kept their first estate. The superiority of Christ is seen in the elevation of the Creator above the creature, the Master above its servant. You need to understand, the angels in heaven can use the wind for destruction. And Satan can also use the wind. He can take advantage of this certain disorder in nature and even cause them this total chaotic. You see, the Bible is very clear that the winds were used for destruction. Winds were used for destruction. Yes, that is very true, that the winds were used for destruction. In Ecclesiastes 1:14, the Bible says, I have seen all things. They are done under the sun. All of them are meaningless, a chasing after the wind. Chasing after the wind. Chasing after something you don't see. The Bible says in Isaiah 11:15, the Lord will dry up the gulf of the Egyptian sea with a scorching wind. He will sweep his hand over the Euphrates River, and he will break it up into seven streams so that anyone can cross over it You see, the wind. What does the wind mean? When the scorching wind comes, it's going to dry up the water. Jesus Christ is the water of life. But when the wind comes, it produces no water. It dries up the water. I don't know where you're living at today, but where I'm living, it's very windy. Have you not noticed it's been more windy in America than ever before? This wind is literally represents Satan. It is so evil. And it's here to dry up all the goodness. And these wind turbines are so evil. It's here to destroy America and to destroy any natural resource we have. In Ecclesiastes 1:17, "Then I applied myself to the understanding of wisdom and also of madness and folly, but I have learned this too, is chasing after the wind." Habakkuk 1:11, "Then they sweep past like the wind and go on, guilty people whose own strength is their God." You need to understand that the Bible has a lot to say about wind. Are you chasing after the wind? Are you living near a wind turbine? Is a wind turbine affecting your health? Yes, Jesus Christ can calm the wind in your life. Jesus Christ can calm the winds in your own life. In Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 3, the Bible says, "When he thunders, the water in the heavens roar. He maketh cloud rises from the end of the earth. He sends lightning with the rain and brings out the wind from the storehouse." Yes, the wind is a tool of judgment. The wind is a tool of judgment. Yes, we need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. Yes, I'm here to tell you the truth that these wind turbines are from Satan, and they're only causing damage to your health. And Jesus Christ is the wind and the fire. And Jesus Christ, and He can heal you. Jesus Christ can heal a nation. And Jesus Christ can calm the wind. But on the other note, Satan is sending demonic evil wind your way. Evil wind is coming your way to not only to destroy you, but to destroy a nation. The truth of the matter is, this is why we need Jesus, and we need Him now. We need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. What about you? Are you chasing after the wind today, or would you like to chase after Jesus Christ? And if you do live by a wind turbine, if you can do it, move. Don't support them. Don't support these wind turbines. Support all those that are standing against the wind turbines. Yes, they are truly evil, and they are truly demonic, and they're here just to destroy America. And I'm here to tell you, you're not profiting from these wind turbines. Your house value just went down. I'm here to tell you, there's only that 1% that seems to be profiting from these wind turbines, and it's not you, it's not the animal kingdom, it's not the ecosystem, no, it's not our natural beauty of America. Nobody's profiting except a certain 1%, and they are destroying the beauty of America. They are destroying the beauty of America. But when you study the Bible about wind, I want you to get excited, because the wind, the tornadoes that are from Satan, can come and destroy you. But if you pray to Jesus, He can calm that wind. You need to understand that wind is literally from Satan. When you see a tornado, when he destroys a village or a hurricane, that's really from Satan. That's using the wind to destroy. You need to understand that today. But Jesus Christ wants to calm the winds. If you pray today, He can calm the winds of your own life. He can calm the winds around you. I do pray for those that are living near the wind turbines, that Jesus Christ would protect them from these infrasounds that are damaging their ears, that's giving them vertigo or causing dizziness. We really need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. What about you? Jesus Christ is the wind. He is the Spirit. And when He moves, no one will know which direction He's coming from. And when He causes judgment, it's coming from the four winds, the four all four directions of the globe. Jesus, help us all. Save us from the wind turbines. Save us from satanic winds. Give us fresh water from the Holy Spirit. Oh, come on. We need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now.